Let's pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia. We come here, we know the story. We've heard it so many times, right? Y'all don't come here to be, you know, amazed. Wait, the guy came back to life? We know that, right? This isn't like a surprise. We hear so much in these gospel stories of Jesus' resurrection. In Matthew, we have this sense, it's much the same story. The women were afraid, and then as they left in their fear and in their shock, they encountered Jesus. And so we hear in that the truth that even when we're afraid, even when we don't know what lies ahead, even when we're just walking away dejected, we meet Jesus. That's Matthew. In Luke, we have these stories. We have these two guys. They're walking along. They don't know what's going on. They seem sad. Then the stranger starts to walk with them. He's like, what's going on? They're like, haven't you heard? Are you the only person here who doesn't know Jesus has been killed? I'm sorry, if you're the only person here that doesn't know that Jesus was killed. Shocker, he was, and he came back to life. But in that story of these guys on the road to Emmaus, they go and they share a meal together. And it's in the breaking of the bread, their eyes are opened and they see Jesus. And we're reminded of that today. We are going to gather around this table, we're going to break bread, and we will encounter the risen Christ. That's Luke. And in John, we have Mary, who's going about the business that we heard about today. She wants to prepare the body. She's not there, or the body's not there, and Mary is in disbelief and sad, and she turns around and she finds someone else and she starts to have a conversation with this person. She presumes to be the gardener. And we hear in that story, in the places we least expect it, we will meet Jesus, even in someone we think is just a gardener. That's John. But today we have Mark. And if you were listening as I read the gospel, Jesus isn't here. We read that whole gospel. Nobody encountered Jesus. Mark ends, Jesus isn't there. Maybe you come here today and you wonder where Jesus is. Maybe you come here today and you haven't experienced Jesus. Maybe you come here today and all you see is an empty tomb. That's the beauty of Mark's telling of this gospel. The women show up. They're expecting Jesus to be there. They want to do what they have to do with this body, and they get there, and he's gone. Where is he? This young man says, don't be afraid. You're looking for Jesus. He's not here. We're all looking for Jesus, even when it feels like he's not here. This young man in the gospel goes on to tell these women, go and tell people, Jesus isn't here. He is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will find him. Jesus is going ahead of you. Jesus is going ahead of us. In this gospel, we don't have to see Jesus face to face. We don't get that one-on-one encounter in this gospel. But what we get in this gospel today is the promise that Jesus is going ahead of us. Another way to say that, we as followers of Jesus, we as Christians, we will never go somewhere that Jesus isn't already present. There is no hospital room we will go to that Jesus isn't present. There is no gravesite we will go to. 7 years ago today, I buried my dad. And I can stand up here and tell you, it's true. There is nowhere we will go that Jesus isn't ahead of us. I need it to be true. And I bet you need it to be true, too. That's the gift we're given in Mark. Even when it feels like Jesus isn't there, even when it feels like everything is empty, Jesus is ahead of us, making all things new. And today we get to help make all things new. We're going to baptize two children in a minute. And anyone else that wants to be baptized, if God's putting it on your heart and you've never been baptized, when we stand up to walk back there, join us. Because today God is going to make all things new. We don't know where these kids are going to go. We don't know what will come of their life. We don't know what joys they'll bring their parents. We maybe know the grief they'll bring their parents. We don't know what's coming for them, but what do we know? Jesus will be there when they need it. You're looking for Jesus here. Maybe you'll find him, maybe you won't. But we have the promise that Jesus is ahead of us, making all things new.